And now we continue our visit with the Medford Senior High School Science Olympiad advisor, Brad Paff.
Okay, so tell us about that, because Medford competed at the state championship, and the result was kind of interesting.
Yes, it was. We knew going into the state tournament that if we had a really solid day, this was the first year where we had a legitimate chance to just outright win the tournament. We didn't need the other teams to have some disaster. We had a chance to win this thing for the first time ever. And as the day went on, I was thrilled to hear my kids come out of their tests and watch a few of the engineering events that they did. And I saw that everything was going really well for us. And even the coach from Menominee, who's been, like I said, the state champs the last few years, he told us that we were going to win the tournament. And he was pretty confident on that. And so as the award ceremony gets started, we medal in a few events, then we miss medaling in a few events. And I got pretty nervous there because typically the state champ has to medal in just about every event in order to beat the other teams. So when I saw that we had missed medals in about five events, I thought, I think our hopes are done. But then we saw that Madison West and Menominee, the typical top two teams, they also started to miss a few medals, and the door was open again. And by the end of the individual awards, we had more medals than anybody else. So they add up all the scores, they start putting them up on the screen, and when they announced that Madison West finished third place, which was our place the last 2 years, there was a huge roar from the crowd, and a lot of teams were cheering for us to make it into the top two this year. So we knew we were there. And then the announcer said, and coming in second, only 3 points behind the number one team this year, we have Medford in second place. And we were just heartbroken. We were thrilled to beat Madison West, which has been a long-time goal for our team, and we are certainly still happy for our friends from Menominee. We get along with their team really well, but, oh man, to get so close. And then after the tournament was done, they published the scores online, and one of our captains, Richard Caldwell, took a look at his score from the chemistry lab, the one event that he did not medal in, and it showed a 17th place. And he said, I just don't think that's right. I was sure we did better than that. I thought we medaled in that event. Well, the state organization always does review the scores the following morning. And I had mentioned to the tournament director that if they could pay specific attention to that event, to please do so, because it seemed a little weird. And I got a call the morning after the tournament from the state director, and he said, well, we looked over the scores, and I have something to share with you. There was a discrepancy in the chemistry lab event, and your raw score was incorrectly entered in the computer. You were given 50 points for the test, where your students actually scored 90 points. So instead of 17th place, they really scored second place.
Oh, my.
So not only did they earn the medals for that event then, that also dropped our team score by 15 points, moving us now 12 points ahead of Menominee and giving us the state championship. So the tournament director had the tough task of calling up Menominee's coach first and telling them he would need to pick up that championship trophy and bring it over to Medford, which he did right away then on Monday morning and presented to our team in school. We had our own little award ceremony that morning then.
Well, congratulations. Where will the Nationals be held?
The National Tournament this year is at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio, and the tournament is on May 20th. So we've got a few weeks yet to study and redesign a few things, try to make some improvements.
And how many students will be participating?
Our varsity team of 15 students has been invited to attend that. And we've also invited the JV students that finished in the top 10 in their events at the state tournament to kind of act as assistants and help us prepare for the tournament as well.
Once again, my guest has been Brad Paff. He is the coach of Medford's Science Olympiad team. Medford, for the first time, as far as you know?
First time ever.
Is the state champion in Science Olympiad, and they will compete at the Nationals coming up in May. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us, Brad, and best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you.